To my mind, he was coming out and he was clearly fouling. Threw it back to maybe break free. I don't know, the referee has a snapshot in time to make up his mind and something like that. You know, maybe someone needs to look at that video and make a definitive decision on it, you know. Well, we, you know, as I said, we need people to have a look at it and see what their opinion is of it.
Would that suggest that you might appeal it?
Well, look, I think I've said as much as I'm going to say on it now.
Right, okay.
Great to be in a league final against Dublin, you know. I mean, that's where you want to be, you know. We're Dublin are the form team and it's unbeaten and that sort of thing. And it's a big ask. But, you know, if we show that type of performance in the second half, you know, we can compete with the best. Yeah, well, look, I suppose that's what the game is all about now. It's a 15-20-man game and, you know, in fairness, the guys introduced again, they did a big job.
Donegh O'Connor was excellent in particular, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, we got some great scores, set up a few scores and that sort of thing, so it was very pleasing. You know, himself and Paddy had been out for a while and, you know, good to see them coming back and making a contribution.
Would you expect to see Graham County in contention for the league final?
I wouldn't, no.
And do you have any estimated time?
We're probably talking about another month, maybe. You know, yeah, it's amazing. We have to dig and get into a hole before we start to dig harder. But you know, it was very pleasing, obviously. Ah, yeah, it's a big, big, big ask of them. But you know, no better to men to be asking.
Busy couple of weeks ahead for them, I suppose.
Oh, Jesus, tis, and you know, hopefully that's, you know, on the Cork calendar. Now that's the important one next week, is to win that under 21. Yeah, it was. You know, we created a bit and just took wrong options and. You know, a bit disappointing, a bit disjointed. You know, it's hard to fathom how a team could be, you know, so off in the first half and then so much on in the second half. He was, yeah, but Jamie Clark is, you know, causing trouble for a lot of teams and, you know, he's certainly a quality player. Red FM's
Big Red Bench. Yeah, I think the first few minutes there, we kind of struggled there, man. Kind of threw everything at us and they came back and, you know, if they took the lead there, it might have been a bit different. But luckily enough, then we kept our head down. We just drove on, really, and... Thankfully, we came good towards the end, especially at Dunica. I think Dunica made a massive difference. He started the penalty beautifully, and the goal at the end was brilliant. Yeah, he won a world amount of ball. Even when he was a wing forward, too, he was excellent. You know, he's flying it at the moment. He was brilliant last week as well for the 21s. So when he went in the field as well today, he was good. You know, he won a lot of dirty ball as well. Yeah, it was all about the result today, you know, just to get to the final for 2 weeks. And so we're looking forward to facing the Dubs again.
Will revenge be a factor in that, like getting your own back on the other game at Croke Park?
I suppose in a way it will be. You know, we didn't play for our best capabilities that night. We did a lot of changes in defence and a lot of things, different things for whatever reason. But no, we're just looking forward to the game. You know, it's another cut off the Dubs up in Croke Park. Just, I'd say it'd be a big occasion, a big house, big atmosphere. You know.
Yeah, I saw it. I think Owen was very unlucky. You know, unfortunately, the referee saw it differently. Hopefully, you know, the powers to be up in Dublin or whatever, they can have a look at it again. You know.
He seemed to be pulling his jersey, didn't he?
Yeah, he was bursting out with the ball. I think it was just a reaction to get release his grip. He didn't hurt him, he didn't catch him high or anything. It was just a more reaction. And, you know, I just think he was a bit unlucky. And hopefully, as I said, you know, the powers of Dublin can have a look at it again. Because, you know, he's a big player for us and we need him for the final. Yeah, we had to really. You know, as I said, if Armagh got a point ahead in the second half there, we would have been in big trouble. I think they delivered on two occasions. And if they got that point, it might have been a different game. But as I said, Dunica came on. You know, he started the penalty. You know, he took his goal brilliantly towards the end. And, you know, we're just thrilled to be in the final now.
Are you happy with your own performance, Michael? You won man of the match. Like, are you coming back to your peak powers after your few weeks away at the start of the year?
Yeah, like I took an extended break there from the team holiday. I went to Australia and, you know, it was slow to get started in the first two or three games. But, look, I just trained away. But Aidan O'Connell there, our fitness coach, he's been working hard with me. And Connor's been very good to me too, very accommodating. So, you know, hopefully I can keep it going now, you know, and hopefully have a good game in the final as well. Any game at Croke Park is a big game, you know. It's nice to get up early in the year as well, especially because, you know, if you're looking to hit up there in championship, you know, you want to get used to it. You want to get used to the surroundings, going up the night before, you know, the usual pre-game routine. You know what I mean? And you know, as I said, playing the Dubs in Croke Park in the league final, I've no doubt there's going to be a massive crowd there. Who knows? Maybe over 70,000. So, looking forward to it.